This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA. With your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. We all shop online, and one of our biggest fears is not getting our products. Joining me to explain how you can protect your packages is senior security expert at Safewise, Rebecca Edwards. Thanks for joining me, Rebecca.
It's my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's Safewise?
Safewise is an online resource that is dedicated to helping promote safety in communities and homes for everybody.
Today, you're here with me to talk about porch pirates. Could you tell me what those are?
Porch pirates are those dastardly folks that swipe packages off your porch before you get a chance to pull them inside.
In my head, I think of Captain Jack Sparrow
coming on my porch. Yeah, swooping in there and snagging those Amazon Prime packages.
How common is package theft?
It's fairly common. It's not as overwhelming as we fear, but it's pretty pervasive. A 2008 report found that about 31% of Americans experienced package theft in 2017. And that amounts to about 26 million packages stolen. There's about 11 to 13 billion packages shipped in the U.S. every year. So percentage-wise, it's kind of small. But 26 million packages swiped is pretty significant.
Is there any certain areas that porch pirates are more prevalent in, like in major cities or suburbs?
It can be hard to nail down a really specific profile for places where they strike most often. But there are a few things that we've found to be pretty consistent. Package theft is actually lower in places like downtown New York City, let's say, in places where people might live in closer quarters or in apartments or buildings that are a little bit more communal, where you have to go through a front door or a lobby or a doorman to get in. So porch pirates kind of stay true to their name and stick to porches. So suburbs, neighborhoods with detached or semi-detached homes, where it's more likely to have packages left out in the open for anyone to grab, are more likely to be targeted. And we've also found that about 74% of porch pirates tend to strike during the day, and that's because that packages get left out because you're at work or off running errands or at school.
Wow, I'm surprised by that. I've had quite a few friends tell me that they live in apartment buildings, mind you, that they've used their parents' addresses because they're afraid of their packages being stolen in their apartment complex, and it turns out it was safer coming to their apartment.
Can depend on the apartment building and what securities are in place there. Statistically, what we're finding is there are higher incidents for standalone houses out in the suburbs.
So what can you do to prevent porch pirates?
There are a few things that make sense. You can put a lockbox on your porch for deliveries if you want. That means the box would be open. The person, you know, the delivery person puts a package in and then they can lock it and then it's there and it's safe. Some people who live in neighborhoods where they have neighborhood HOAs or community, clubs will elect a block captain who's home during the days to go and kind of be in charge of all the packages. And you can just go pick them up from your neighbor down the road on your way home. There are apps like eNeighbor that lets you schedule a delivery with a nearby neighbor or business. You do pay a fee for that. It's kind of like Airbnb for your packages for a period of time until you can pick them up. And, Amazon lockers and other lockers at FedEx and UPS are starting to become more popular. And then again, like you mentioned, you have some friends that will send things to another address where someone's likely to be there to get it, whether it's to a friend's or a family member's address, to your office, if your company allows that. The best way to keep your package from getting swiped from the porch is to not let it be left unattended on the porch.
Do you think security cameras or devices like Ring will help in deterring these type of thefts?
It's an interesting question, and it's one that I think about a lot, because on my Ring app, I get updates all the time that show people wearing hoods or wearing hats, evading the camera. Some people see the camera right away and they come in fly. Other people notice it and then take off. So I think it can be a deterrent, because the bottom line is people don't want to get caught doing the bad stuff that they're doing. But I think that it's difficult to think that it might guarantee you protection. But if you do catch somebody and other people are catching that person on camera, you got a better chance of catching them down the line.
One of the things I've been wanting to do, and I don't know if this is extreme or not, so you can tell me. I wanted to get a packaged mailbox, like just put it right in front of my door, cement it into the ground, and just be like, okay, any packages, you put it in there. You think that's a bit extreme? I mean, I do get a lot of packages, but I don't know. I'm kind of like, would it be an eyesore? I mean, I could paint it.
You know, I have seen some that are not unattractive, that can kind of complement. And I don't think it's extreme, especially in this day and age, we get so many things delivered. And you got to think about, that's a lot of money on the line and things that you could potentially lose, plus the time and effort to deal with the aftermath if something does go missing. So I don't think that is ridiculous, especially if you're planning to stay in your address for a while. Who knows, maybe in the future that'll be a perk when people are looking for resale value, that their packages are less likely to get stolen.
Now, depending on the type of package, do you think it's wise to even get the police involved, or should you just go and be like, hey, Amazon, I didn't get my package. Could you send me another one?
You should always go back to whoever sold you the package to try to get it replaced or to get a refund, because that's the best recourse you have to get something in place of what was stolen. But filing a police report is important because it gives law enforcement ideas of which areas are being targeted. So if there's like a ring of porch piracy going on and multiple reports from certain neighborhoods and locations, they can amp up some patrols and they can do a better job. They can warn, you know, citizens and let people know what's going on. Filing a report leading to someone being arrested is pretty rare. In 2018, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service arrested around 2,500 suspected porch pirates. And that's less than half of 1% of all the packages stolen that year. But reporting it, getting it on law enforcement's radar can be beneficial in the long run.
Now, with Cyber Monday coming up, that means a lot of people are going to be getting packages. What can they do to prevent their packages from being stolen?
Anything you can do to keep your package from being left out unattended is the best, whether you're delivering it to an address where someone can receive the package, or you're using lockers or something like the eNeighbors app. A couple other things you can do is require a signature for the package so that the delivery person will not drop it off without a signature. And I also recommend insuring your packages, especially if they're over $100 in value, because that is going to guarantee you that you have recompense if something happens. And then always set up delivery alerts so you can track the progress of your delivery and see what's going on. And a lot of companies, Amazon and FedEx, I think even UPS, will send you even video or like a snapshot photo evidence of where they left the package and that it was delivered. And so if you're like down the road at your sister's house or something, you can pop on home and grab that. You know that it's there waiting.
Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Just go to safewise.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.